necessity. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny. The great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the
Welcome to This Is Kansas City. My name's Brian Boger. I'm your host for today's show and every day show. We're brought to you on 94.5 FM and 1510 AM radio. Plus, we do have a text line, so you can text in questions. I understand I didn't get to all your text questions on Monday, but and I will get to them. So for the Bam Bam Room, you guys who texted in and I never got your questions answered, I will answer those as soon as I talk to Stephanie or Christy again. So just hang on, and I will try to get those questions answered for you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. We broadcast from 2 to 3 every day on those channels. Plus, we're streaming live on thisiskansascity.com. Listen live button. You can listen on your phone, on your computer. There's a number of different ways to listen to us. And I just want to, did I throw out that text line? 913-303-0550 if you'd like to text a question in. And this show is brought to you by Evolve KC. They are a business technology solutions group. So if you're looking to eliminate those credit card fees, if you're tired of paying all the fees to the merchants, plus then that middleman broker, they found a way to eliminate all of that. Plus they do website development, plus social media management, plus reputation management. These guys have a whole plethora of items on their menu that you can choose from if you need help from any of those. They're 28 years in business. They have a proven record of success. So if you're looking to increase traffic and decrease costs, go Evolve KC for more information. It's also brought to you by Spirit of Health KC. What do? They are a natural remedy location where they're real doctors, and they have three separate buildings, a big retail store, 10,000 square foot warehouse. They're right there in Grandview, Missouri at 5901 Main Street, right off of 49 Highway, right on Main Street in Grandview. Three large buildings. You can't miss it. Spirit of Health. If you're looking to cure the root cause of your ailment and not just treat the symptoms, go to spiritofhealthkc.com. They also sell all their products online, and they do blood tests. They do the whole thing, so they can really help you out. Dr. Vaughn's going to be back next week on our show. So spiritofhealthkc.com. Well, today we've got a big show, as we do every Thursday. This show is being sponsored by the Missouri Restaurant Association, and we have in-studio Buddy.
How you doing, Brian? Good to see you again.
Good, buddy. How are you doing? This is the third time I've got to talk to you.
I know. It's fantastic. I always love coming here and doing the show. Good time.
So tell me, buddy, for those who don't know or didn't listen to it, we got a lot of new listeners, and we got a lot of... So tell me about the Missouri Restaurant Association.
So the Missouri Restaurant Association represents over 12,000 restaurants across the state of Missouri. A lot of what we do is political advocacy. We try to keep the business owners in business, whatever it takes, from the local level to the state level to the federal level. And then we have an education foundation that we have 104 high schools throughout the city where we train juniors and seniors to enter the restaurant industry, giving them the skills needed to walk into a restaurant and start working. So
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's probably one of our main highlights.
That's a very successful program, too.
We have the third largest in the country.
Really?
Only behind California and Florida.
Well, California's weight dwarfs us, like, and so does Florida. So, I mean...
So we have a very impressive
comparably,
program.
You're yes, number one.
We are in our book, that's for sure. 6,000 kids are going to graduate out of that program this year.
That is amazing. That is an amazing thing to do. And then they can have a great career, because I know there's a lot of places that we've talked to that have moved people up to getting their own restaurant.
And that's exactly what happens through the ProStart program. You learn the fundamentals. You go to work in a restaurant, And next thing you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're opening your own place.
That is fantastic. And boy, you're helping those people. You're setting them up with a career and they can learn the trade and then they go into it full time. And it's not easy work, so don't think it's going to be super easy, but it's rewarding.
We are an industry of opportunity, but you're right. It is blood, sweat, and tears to get to the finish line.
I just had a quick question off the subject there.
Yeah.
But I saw a news report that came out yesterday or this morning. I can't remember which one, but it said that St. Louis is like the singles capital of the world.
I saw that. Lucky I'm married and I live in Kansas City. But
no,
yeah,
no,
I was thinking
that's got to help restaurants like crazy.
Yeah.
In the St. Louis area.
Exactly. So yeah, they needed some good publicity in St. Louis. So that was great to see that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. And when we get back to the show, I'm going to introduce Alan. He owns the Combine KC. We're going to find out all about it right after we get back from these messages. Welcome back to This is Kansas City, and as promised, we are going to introduce the Combine KC. Alan's in the studio with us, owner, operator. Tell us about the Combine KC.
The Combine KC, we have been in business for almost 5 years. We're actually celebrating our 5th year anniversary on the 5th of November. We're a pizza shop. We offer a full bar as well as just a great experience in an inclusive space.
I don't know. It's a little bit more than pizza when I was doing that research. So you got a variety of stuff down there.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the upstairs in the second half of the show. But I want to start with the Combine KC. 2999.
Yeah, 2999 Truth, Kansas City, Missouri. We're literally right across the street from Ruby Jean's Juicery, located on 30th and Truth.
And that's 816-895-3036 or thecombinekc.com.
Correct.
Now, when I was going through some of this stuff, you just have a whole lot of stuff going on in your place. I mean, with the top and the bottom, I mean, there's a whole lot going on there.
Yeah.
And so I do want to get to some of the food, but first, how'd you get started in this?
How do we get started in this?
And
how did
you decide this concept?
Yeah, so, I mean, I got in the industry just like most people do as a dishwasher working from Panera Bread. I worked my way up. I got to a point of being with that company for 9.5 years, and I had that itch to want to own my own business. But through a mentor, this guy right here, Buddy Lau, he told me I needed to get with somebody that actually ran their own small mom-and-pop's business. Through that, I got with my soon-to-be partner, Jason Pryor, who owns Pizza 51, ran his pizza shop.
Been on the show.
Yes, yes. I heard that show as well. But he kind of showed me the ropes of running a small business. I ended up going back to Panera and, you know, becoming a GM. And then I got a call, you know, 2 years later, you know, asking me, did I still have that itch? Did I still want to open up a restaurant? And we went full force into it.
I mean, that's got to be a big decision. I mean, we love our Kansas City community that's full of entrepreneurs. So we really love that.
Yes.
So you jumped on the opportunity, even knowing it could be a risk.
Definitely jumping on the opportunity, not knowing the risk that would take place. We actually opened up during the pandemic, November 5th of 2020. But
that was rough.
It was an uphill battle, but we are still here.
That's good, though. Because that probably gave you some room to, you know, work out the kinks.
We definitely worked out some kinks. We learned a lot during that time period of how restaurants have kind of evolved now during that time since the pandemic. But it was well worth it.
And the menu that you have. So I'm going to go through some of those things. But the menu that you have. It was that your decision? I mean, you were the GM at Panera,
right.
And they have great training, don't they?
Yes, they have beautiful training and some great processes and programs that they have in place to make sure that, you know, things are consistent. When making our menu, it was more collaborative. Me and my partners came together to, you know, get some deli sandwiches involved in there. We wanted to pay homage to the building that we're in, which is the old Wonder Bread building down there on 30th and Truce. It is the old Wonder Bread factory. And then we went ahead and brought in some of that Pizza 51 pizza. People tell me all the time, this pizza looks a little familiar. And I tell them, it is Pizza 51 pizza, but we do it just a little bit better. Just don't tell Jason. but we do some great pizza as well as deli sandwiches. And we offer wings as well with great cocktails.
Yes, I saw some of those. And I do want to get over that, go over that. But before we do that, I want to introduce Mike came in. Mike is from the Missouri Restaurant Association also, Mike Burris?
That's correct.
Okay, Mike, good to talk to you. Feel free to chime in anytime. It's my first time meeting you, so just feel free to chime in anytime if you want to add anything. Buddy, what was Panera first called? Was it the St. Louis Bread Company?
St. Louis Bread Company, yes.
And it was out of St. Louis, mm-hmm. right? And that's where all Paneras got started?
That's where they all got started. They're actually based in Missouri, so mm-hmm. The entire country is based right out here in Missouri. And then they've got a lot of franchises across the country, so...
Kansas, Missouri, we started a lot of different restaurants, haven't we?
We did. Between the two states, we are a mecca for restaurants.
Yeah, we are. Boy, okay, I see why you're headquartered here instead of Springfield. So back to the Combine KC. So I wanted to know about your, and I get the pizza idea from Pizza 51 and all. Were they there before you?
Yes. Pizza 51, I believe, celebrated 20 years.
Yeah. So when they were in, it's just hard for me to remember. I talked to a lot of different people. But I did want to ask you then. So you have handcrafted pizzas in there?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We hand toss those pizzas. We make the dough all in-house.
The dough?
We toss the dough in-house. We also shred the cheese in-house, too, fresh cheese.
You know, Panera and those places where you were a GM, they don't sell pizza.
No, not at all. They sell flatbreads, but not pizza.
How did you learn how to toss?
It's definitely a trait that took a little bit of time, but, you know, working for Pizza 51 and as many pizzas as they have going in and out, I picked it up fast.
You know, I've tried to do that many, many times.
You should come on into the Combine and I'll show you.
Okay. I'm going to take you up on that because I've tried so many times to do that and I'm just... not good at it. I worked in a restaurant for 20 years.
Right on.
So we were part of the association and all that with all of our restaurants. So, but yes, it's I could never master that trade or baking.
Yeah.
I can't
bake. That throwing of the pizzas, I feel a lost art. You got a lot of people that, you know, just throw it on a conveyor belt and just push it on in, or they already have pre-made pizzas. But no, we keep things fresh and we really try to provide some great pizza for our customers.
Okay, so when I'm thinking about pizza, and I want to get to your other stuff, but when I'm thinking about pizza, there's three things. There's the crust, there is the sauce, and there is the cheese. And I don't really care if I have any other toppings on top of that. I want those three things.
Yeah.
So how do you do your, what kind of pizza is it? There's so many different kinds.
Well, we have those really, really big slices. So a lot of people come in.
Oh, like New York style?
Like New York style. Yeah, correct.
Oh,
but we have those really...
huge.
That's
really
my favorite.
Big slices, as well as just pies. So our slices come off a 26-inch pizza. So I always say they serve about 10 to 12 people. But we have a great lunch special. So people will come in, get a slice, a side salad, and a drink for either a $10.50 or $11.50. And they're pretty full throughout the day.
Yeah, that would make sense because those... That New York, so is it a New York style pizza crust? Or would you say more Napoleon or more?
I would compare more to New York style, but definitely hand tossed though.
Hand tossed, okay.
It feels like a New York pizza when you go down and you watch them throwing the dough in the mm-hmm. air. You feel like you're walking down a sidewalk in New York.
Yeah.
Are they behind glass? Can I watch them?
You can definitely see through our counter. Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely see through our kitchen.
From the bar, you can see what's going on in the kitchen. So.
Oh, that would be fun to go down and
indeed,
watch.
Indeed, you definitely can.
Watch them toss that. Okay, and then you brought in sandwiches and wraps.
Exactly.
And then you have all kinds of salads and soups. They're all made fresh. And I love how you source local ingredients to the best of your ability.
Indeed, we definitely try to keep things local, even with our craft beers. We have 14 beer taps on we have 14 beers on tap and mostly all local. We want to try to keep things local because of our community and what they love. So
Tell me about, give me that audio experience of when I walk through the front doors of the Combine KC. I want to know an audio version of what I would see. What do I expect when I walk through those doors?
Well, first of all, you should feel like you're at home. When you walk in, you should be greeted by our great staff, our great servers, and then you'll be able to go sit at any table that you like. We don't assign tables or anything like that. And then from there, a server will come up to you and then run down the menu for you. And then you get to take in aesthetic. And we also have a lot of TVs in there. So you can watch any game on there. We have some great game day watch parties. So, yes, yeah, it's just a great place to be with your family, friends, or even date night.
The Combine KC, thecombinekc.com for more information, located at 2999 Troost Avenue in the old Wonder Bread building.
Indeed, indeed.
And I'm so excited to get to the second half of the hour because I got to talk about that top space that you have there. But
the skyline at
is
the Combine.
Is this a two-story building?
So it's actually a multi-use building. So there are actually apartments in that building as well. So other businesses as well as apartments, 89 apartments that are in that building. And then we have the skyline at the rooftop. So
and we'll go over that. But I bet that brings in additional business.
Indeed.
Having all those people there.
Indeed.
They don't want to leave the house. They just walk downstairs.
We offer a lot of discounts for those residents that stay in the building, and we actually don't close on snow days. I got a nice big truck, and so I just drive on down and open up the shop, and all those residents come down during snow days when they're working from home. So
That's a brilliant idea.
Definitely.
You've got a built-in crowd. How many apartments?
89 apartments.
89 apartments, and you would imagine 2 to 3, maybe sometimes 4 people in those.
Oh, yeah.
And then they all, I mean, you're like room service.
Kind of. We have been known to deliver some pizza to some residents in the building. So, yeah, definitely.
That's great. Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about, so when I'm walking in and I can sit at any of those tables, what about the bar area and that kind of stuff?
The bar isn't as big as you want. It's a little bit more intimate, but we do have a nice bar with some great cocktails, and we got some great bartenders that really give some great service.
Okay, and you know, that's a gift in and of itself, is to find good employees.
Yes.
Because it was tough for me, you know, to find really quality employees.
Yeah, and I think I lucked out with the staff that I do have. They have been supportive. They have, you know, caught on to the new things that I've brought in as well as introduced to the business. So I can't brag on my staff enough. They're the greatest staff.
And then back to the pizzas real fast. They are, but I haven't been there, but Buddy has. So I'm sure he would compliment that.
Every time I go, I can never decide whether I want the Cowtown or the Highway Special. They're my two favorites right off the menu.
What are those? Pizzas?
Yeah,
pizzas,
big pizzas. So Cowtown is more of our meat lover's pizza. It has the Canadian bacon, pepperoni, beef, sausage, and Romano cheese. And then you got the Highway, which is more like a supreme pizza. So with the pepperoni, green peppers, mushrooms, black olives, onions.
I'm going for the supreme.
I want it all. Every time I almost have to order 2 slices, and I can never even finish one. So.
Well, that's pizza's best the next day. Come on. I mean.
With the air fryers now, it's almost better than
next day. Definitely warms up pretty well.
I eat it cold. Yeah. I think it's good cold. So.
He mentioned the lunch special. Man, you get a slice of pizza, and the salad is phenomenal, and they make their own ranch. It's a great lunch special for $10, $11.
And I like how when you order a pizza, when you come into the restaurant, you order a pizza, you're making it as they order.
It's not just a massive, and then
you heat it up a little bit, and then you. But I like how it comes out hot and fresh at the table.
Indeed.
So you could easily feed a 4 people.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I mean, our pizza is pretty big, and we also offer the 14-inch, 18-inch, which is typically a large pizza at a Pizza Hut or whatever establishment you want to name. And then we got that big, massive 26-inch pizza that serves a lot of people.
And let's not forget those buffalo wings.
Those buffalo wings are amazing.
I bet those buffalo wings and the pizza goes over huge during football games. All the time, but during football games?
Yeah, we had to start putting in packages so you can actually buy our wings 25, 50, or 100. And during football games, we definitely sell a lot of those 100 packs of wings.
100 packs of wings?
Yes. Comes with 100 wings. So,
wow. How? What kind of sauces do you use?
So that buffalo is a little bit more mild, which is my favorite. I don't
need
too spicy.
Me too.
But if you want to go the spicy route, we do have that Jamaican jerk, which a lot of people really have loved. I took a trip to Jamaica, and I was like, this jerk is really amazing. I thought I'd bring it back to the restaurant. So the Jamaican jerk is are really popular. And then if you want to go the sweet route, we got like a sweet chipotle barbecue sauce as well. Or you can just go get them naked.
I'd probably get them naked with the sauce on the side and dip.
Yeah,
and I'd
dipper,
like to. I'd get two.
Yeah,
you know, two different ones, because I wouldn't be able to decide which one.
Because exactly.
Yeah, I that Jamaican jerk sauce, it goes so wonderfully with chicken.
Yes, it does.
So
yes,
that's
does.
Why you put it on the chicken wings.
Indeed.
And you know what? I haven't heard a lot about that in other places. I'm trying to think. I haven't heard of that.
So I think we're doing it right, because a lot of people love getting those, and they come back for seconds. So.
And I like how you also have some healthy options in there for people if they want to come in, they want to get a salad, or they want to get that hummus.
Yeah, we have a hummus plate. We always want to make sure that we always have something on the menu for our vegans. We also have a hummus wrap as well, which is pretty good.
I've never heard of that. Yeah. I was going to ask you, what is a hummus wrap?
A hummus wrap. So it comes on a tortilla wrap with hummus, arugula, feta cheese, cucumbers, avocado, onions, and tomatoes with artichokes. So a little bit of all kind of vegetables in there that really kind of beef it up.
That is going to be, that's like super healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And you get your protein from the chickpeas.
The chickpeas, indeed, as well as the avocados. And we also got to take in mind our gluten-free, so we have a gluten-free option as well.
For the pizza?
For the pizza.
Okay. Yeah, the gluten-free option. Okay. Now, on some of your salads, my favorite is the wedge, so I just got to throw it out there. I always got to tell my favorites when I go over these things and everything.
Indeed.
What's your favorite salad? I'm going to give you a choice. The wedge or the raspberry kale?
Actually, I don't get either of those.
Okay. The fresh mixed salad?
Just the house salad is awesome. It comes with some cheese, some black olives.
Yeah.
With the great dressing, I've never had another one, to be honest. So.
Yeah, that garden salad is amazing.
It's the best on the menu, in my opinion.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Mike? And what do you like? What do you usually get? Do you like their pizzas, the sandwiches?
Well, I do love their pizza. I love the meatball sub, too. I think it's really good.
That was my favorite on the list. Mm-hmm. So I love a good meatball sub.
Yeah.
And, okay, so we got to get to the sandwiches. Hold on just a second. Let me get rid of that.
I will caution folks, when you order the 26-inch pizza to go, you better not do it in your Volkswagen Jetta.
Yes.
You're going to need a big back seat to hold a 26-inch pizza.
Indeed. We've had people, you know, hey, let me get the large. Are you sure you want the large? It's 26 inches. Yes, sure. And they pull up in, you know, the small Jettas or, you know, a Ford Focus or something like that. And they're struggling to try to get it in the car.
Mini Cooper
indeed.
Strapped to the ceiling.
Come on now. That's exactly what they do.
It's not easy to toss a 26-inch pizza either. Hand toss it.
That was my big question. I mean, that's got to be an art.
It is. I mean, after you do it a couple hundred times, you really get it down. So, yeah.
Did you go through a lot of dough learning?
You know, I did make some mistakes, but we made those work.
Okay.
We definitely made them work.
Okay. No, it's wonderful. I love how you took the concept and then ran with it. And we talked about your wings, but the cold sandwiches that you have, you know, your basic ham and Swiss, you've got your club. This one, the Portofino.
That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
It sounded
it's a playoff of like an Italian
it
sandwich.
It is. It's kind of an Italian side. It's got the salami, the prosciutto, the provolone,
capicola,
lettuce.
Capicola.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Cola. You've got pepperoncinis in there, tomatoes.
A little bit of oil and vinegar right on top.
On that sub roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds really good.
It's amazing.
I don't know. It might be good warm, too.
Yeah, we get people that do it both ways, so yeah.
I might like it warm like there.
I might eat the first half of the sandwich hot, but then I'll come back later and eat the other half cold, so.
That's what my go-to would be, the warm in the winter. But on the hot sandwiches, they have a shrimp po' boy.
Yep.
They do. I usually get the Reuben, but the shrimp po' boy, I've had it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you like the Louisiana style of the
I do
cooking and things. Yeah. So the shrimp po' boy. 6 broiled jumbo shrimp.
Yes, yes. So we actually brought that sandwich out when the Chiefs were playing in the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and it just happened to be so popular that we just kept it around and we brought it back.
It's a huge popular sandwich.
It really is.
It really is. But then, yes, on the line, I mean, on your second choice, yes, the Reuben,
yes.
Which you like the Reuben. The pastrami, a lot of people don't serve pastrami.
Yeah.
They're serving more of the corned beef and stuff, but you have the pastrami option.
Yeah, we have the pastrami option that's served with coleslaw on a marble rye bread. People love that sandwich along with that Reuben.
And the difference between pastrami and corned beef, same cut of meat, just one's boiled with spices and the other one is not.
Yeah.
Smoked or baked or, yeah, okay. So that's the difference between the two. And also the turkey panini.
That turkey panini is amazing as well. Avocados, provolone cheese, tomatoes, and then we put our house vinaigrette on it.
Okay, I'm still on some of the sandwiches real fast before we have to go to a break, but that Philly.
Philly. We make our own play off of the Philly, get some great beef. Then we do our caramelized onions with the mushrooms and the green peppers, and then we just top it with that Swiss cheese. And when that comes out the oven, just cheese melting, like, I try to not get that every day for lunch. So,
Yeah. I mean, is there any way we could not serve that if we play?
Right. Yeah. No, not
Philly. 86 for today.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going there.
No.
So. Yes, but then we're getting into the deluxe grilled cheese sandwich, and then our favorite, the meatball.
Meatball, yeah.
Oh, wow. Beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you went all out. This is all real scratch food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a team effort. Like I said, when me and my partner started the business, we all kind of sat down and put those ideas together. But no, it's one that hasn't really changed much. There's some things that we've taken off the menu. But no, that menu right there is one that really sells. So
the Combine KC, we're going to get to the second half of this story. You're not going to want to miss the CombineKC.com for more information. You can also call them at 913-895-3036. I don't think you take any reservations or anything.
We definitely take reservations. We do have that semi-private event space in the back, so a lot of people rent that out for big parties, gatherings. We're actually taking reservations now for holiday parties, so keep that in mind.
Let's go back to that when we get back on the show, and then we're going to talk about the Skyline right after these messages. Welcome back to This Is Kansas City. We are joined in studio with Mike Buddy from the Missouri Restaurant Association, morestaurants.org. morestaurants.org. If you're interested, you have a restaurant and you're interested, I wanted to mention that anywhere inside the 435 loop, is that what you said, Buddy?
Yeah, we do Kansas and Missouri and represent all restaurants on both sides. We partner very well with our Kansas people as well. And if you're a restaurant, you absolutely should be a member of the Missouri Restaurant Association.
So it doesn't. You can become a member if you have a restaurant in Overland Park. You can call up the Missouri Restaurant Association. Yep. Or go to MO Restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's plural. Restaurants.org for more information on the sign up process.
Absolutely. And if you're
super
on the Kansas
easy.
Side, you get a dual membership with Kansas and Missouri. So.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, so yeah. Absolutely. Give them a call because they do great work. They do wonderful work. And I think we've mentioned it a lot on the show with Buddy and with Trey. But yes. So, okay. Now, when we were at break, Mike was talking to me a little bit about the kind of people that you would see in there, because the Combine KC is a gathering place.
Yes,
for the community. And what did you say at break that I thought was very interesting?
Well, I think the thing about it, it's not just the restaurant. I think it's also Alan. Alan is very active in his community, and he has his own mission for that. And we've seen that in his presidency while he's president of the GKCRA. It wouldn't be unusual at all to go into his place at lunch or at dinner, and you would see city council people and state legislatures in there, sometimes together, sometimes apart. But there's a lot of business meetings that go on there that have a lot to do with the activity in Kansas City, Missouri.
Speaking of business meetings and all of that, tell me about this event space on the bottom in the Combine KC that you rented out all last year.
Yeah.
And you still have that space available that you're going to be doing that, and we'll get to the Skyline, but tell me about that space.
Yeah, so we actually have a space right outside of the restaurant that holds about 60, 65 people. We rent that room out for birthday parties, special meetings, and we use it as overflow space during our nice watch parties for the Chiefs.
And is it available to rent out for holiday parties?
It is available to rent out for holiday parties. We are already taking bookings for holiday parties. All you have to do is visit the website, the Combine KC, and inquire about the event space. And we try to get back with those people that inquire within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, so you want to, when you get to their website, they have a Skyline at the Combine, the Skyline at the Combine.
Correct.
And then they have the Combine KC, so you get to pick from the two of those.
Exactly.
And if you go to the Combine KC side, that's where you can rent the downstairs room.
Exactly.
And you better get on that now, KC, because if you're not, those fill up super fast during November and December.
Yeah, and if you're not internet savvy, just give us a call, 816-895-3036, and we'll get you booked then.
Yeah, I'd be a caller.
Phone's gonna go off the hook.
See, I still do everything in paper.
There we go.
You know, everybody's on their tablet. No, not me. No. So I did want to mention Combine KC also has calzones.
Yes, big calzones. They come with mozzarella cheese, ricotta cheese, marinara sauce, and the toppings of your likings.
And you also have desserts.
Desserts.
So I wanted to get those out there. And wonderful cocktails.
Wonderful cocktails. Great cocktails. You'd be surprised at the cocktails that we have on our menu for a pizza shop. But the desserts are amazing. We do brownies. We do peach cobbler, apple pie, as well as freshly baked cookies.
Oh, that's you're going all out. Okay, now I want to get to an interesting part. This was so cool when I was doing the research. The Skyline at the Combine. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we were fortunate enough to open up that rooftop space about 2-3 months ago. We ran it as an event space the past 3 years, but Kansas City really loves rooftops and they love cocktail bars. So we listened and we opened up a great cocktail bar that offers a little bit more elevated cocktails than what we have downstairs, as well as a more shareable menu for date nights, as well as, you know, just girl nights out or happy hours.
The most talked about rooftop in Kansas City, right?
Indeed,
right,
I would hope so.
Skyline.
I would hope so. It's probably one of the biggest rooftops in Kansas City. Our capacity up there is about 120, so we do a lot of different private parties, or, you know, just come up on a Friday night or a Wednesday night when you're looking to, you know, have a great date night and watch that sun go down.
If you go to the website, they show it on there in your video thing, you know, where you can see, so you can get an idea of what you would see if you go to the CombineKC.com and click on the Skyline at the Combine. But you've got some dining up there, and you've got great cocktails up there. What am I seeing? What's the view?
The view is over that neighborhood.
I know what it is.
Yeah. we have a great view of the downtown skyline.
I saw
at
that.
Nighttime, it is amazing to see that skyline, as well as just, you know, the new development that Troost, which has kind of had a negative note against its name for a while. But it's beautiful over where we are on Troost, 29th and Troost. So,
you know, I never understood that about Truth.
Yeah, it's really been an area that has grown over the past 5 years, and I could only be thankful to be a part of that growth.
Wasn't that where Stroud started? Over there off of Truth?
It was on Truth, but it was more
farther south.
Way farther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
87th, I think.
Yeah, 87th. I remember those days.
Okay, but it was still on Truth.
Yeah, still on Truth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right under the
with
bridge.
With the crooked floors.
And, yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Friday night chicken
was good.
It was
great.
Indeed.
Still great at Stroud's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been lately since, you know.
But you mentioned the view from the skyline.
Yeah,
It is amazing. You go up there and you just feel like, oh, my gosh. Why have I never been here before?
Yeah, it's like
and
one of those hidden
gems. You don't want to leave. And you feel warm and at home, and you get a great drink and get a little shareable plate, and you want to take pictures. Every time I'm up there, I see people taking pictures.
Yes, pictures,
selfies
pictures.
With the Kansas City backdrop in the background. So
if the sun is setting, mm-hmm. you know, in the
west,
I bet that would give a great of the buildings.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
a wonderful view of the buildings as the sun's.
It's amazing just scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, and I'm starting to see, like, oh, that's at the Combine at the Skyline. So, like, people are definitely loving that rooftop space as well as just what we've done there. So,
is this private or is it available just to go up?
It's available. Now, we do have a limited time that we're open. So, we're open Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're open from 5 to 9. And then Fridays, Saturdays, we stay open until 10 o'clock.
That's the rooftop.
That is the rooftop.
That's the skyline
at the Combine.
And what are the hours for the Combine KC? Downstairs?
The Combine KC, we're open 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday, we're open 11 a.m. for that great lunch crowd, and we close at 9. We will stay open for those Monday night football games a little bit later, as well as if there's any other sporting event that's on. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we close at 10.
Okay. Okay. Nice hours. Good hours.
Not too late.
Not too late. Yeah, I couldn't do the 3 o'clock. What I did like about some of the things that you serve up there on this, the rooftop, mm-hmm. and is it directly above the Combine?
It is directly above, but you will have to go through the building and take the elevator.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you can get in through
the Combine.
Okay,
correct.
And then you go up, and then you have a kind of shareable plates and things?
Yeah, more shareable plates. So we offer some flatbreads up there. We actually have charcuterie boards and shrimp cocktail that we do up there.
You know, I when I saw the shrimp cocktail, it's hard to find now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't go to a lot of places. I remember back in the 80s, shrimp cocktail was everywhere.
Everywhere.
And now it's hard to find. You know, I love a good shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, well, we have brought that back along with some other great options. We bring back that Jamaican jerk sauce, and we coat our meatballs with that as well. So Jamaican jerk meatballs is what we do up there as well. So
that's really cool the way you have designed different menus. The bruschetta,
and the bruschetta bites are great for sharing. We have a salmon as well as a prosciutto, or if you want to go the veggie route, we have a veggie option as well.
And then you can also get the hummus plate up there.
You can get the hummus plate. Can't forget about the hummus.
Yes, and then the flatbreads and the other thing. I mean, it sounds wonderful. And how does that work if somebody was, I don't know, interested in having a party up there?
Yeah.
Well, you said you just experienced a wedding.
My granddaughter had a reception up there, so yeah, it's a great space for an event.
Yes.
And how do you go about doing that?
You would go right to our website, thecombinekc.com, and then you would go underneath the Skyline tab and then inquire about that rooftop if you're looking to rent either a portion of the rooftop out, or if you want to take over that entire rooftop, or if you want to just make a reservation for a girls' night out, call us up at the Combine, and we'll set some seats aside for you.
Hey, I wanted to ask, is that a part? So 5 years ago when you were looking for a space, mm-hmm. Was that all available, or did this just recently happen? I mean, was that a reason, the rooftop, what reason for you to get that space particularly?
That was definitely a reason that helped us get that rooftop, because we were looking to grow that. Now, did we know we would turn it into a cocktail bar? No, but we listened to the crowd. We were only doing special and private events up there, but so many people came and saw that the potential in that rooftop, and so we sat down, met about it, and that's when we turned it into the Skyline at the Combine, which is a great cocktail bar.
And now I want to let everybody know that yes, we've entered fall, but as those things progress, mm-hmm. and as the temperature gets a little bit colder, what's going to happen up at the Skyline at the Combine?
Yeah, so as we approach the holiday season, we're looking to make that a Christmas pop-up bar. So we'll enclose everything. We'll have some heaters up there as well. So you're not getting too cold with the Kansas City weather, but you'll be able to indulge in some great holiday cocktails as well as a new curated menu.
Okay. Okay, that's going to be... You put a tree up there and stuff?
We'll have a couple of trees up there with some great, great decoration. So some more great picture moments for you.
I can't wait to go. I can't wait to go, because when I was doing the research on the show and stuff, mm-hmm. I tried to get to a new place once a week that I haven't been. So no matter what it is, I always try to go find a new... something I've never been to.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, and interviewing a lot of these people, they'll go to the, like, one or two restaurants.
And
that's
done.
It. you know, within 5 miles of their house. They don't want to. And that's not the right way to do it with what we got going on here.
Can't experience the whole city.
Yeah, Kansas City has some great restaurants.
We've got so many varieties of different menus and different items and the way things are cooked. I mean, you can come to Kansas City and you can get just about anything you want.
Indeed, indeed. That's one reason why we're super excited to, you know, welcome all these folks that are going to come in next year for the World Cup, because there's so many different offerings that Kansas City has.
What are you expecting on that one? I mean, you're got to gear up for that. Your rooftop is going to be so crowded.
Yeah, well, we're gearing up. We're just waiting to see what teams that we get so we can prepare properly. So
we're going to take our last quick break, and we'll be right back to close the show out right after these messages. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We've had a great show talking to the Combine KC. Allen's in studio, owner and operator, 2999 Troost Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri, 816-895-3036, or thecombinekc.com for more information. And when we were at break, you were talking a little bit about the FIFA situation coming in. You're gearing up for it next year. And we wanted to hit on some of the parking.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the Combine KC, we are expecting large crowds to come in for FIFA. So I just wanted to make sure people knew that we have some great parking. We have fenced-in parking. We have a great relationship with Operation Breakthrough, as well as street parking. So plenty of parking around the Combine KC for the big crowds that we're expecting, not only for FIFA, but for regular Friday night. So,
free parking.
Free parking,
but it's
right there.
It's right there,
right there.
So, and it's open to the public.
Open to the public.
Oh,
it's on the south side of the building.
You know, it's that's one of the things that will keep some people away from those areas that have no parking whatsoever.
Yeah.
But that's great. You really stumbled on a great spot there. I don't know if you stumbled on it, but if that's what you were looking for, you got it.
And we're going to keep rocking it. So
it sounds like you're doing just phenomenal business. All right, Alan, anything else you want to mention? What about specials? What about anything that you want to mention? Go ahead
Definitely.
And throw it all out there.
The Combine KC, located at 2999 Truce. We do happy hours Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, offering $2 off all signature cocktails, $1 off all of our fantastic draft beers, which are mostly local, wines and our wells. And then we have that beautiful rooftop space, which offers a great elevated menu from downstairs, a great place to bring a date or just have a girls' night or just enjoy a happy hour. So,
boy, you know what? If you had a date and you brought him up to that skyline at the Combine, wouldn't that be impressive?
It's a place to propose if you're looking for one.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, I'm not. I've been that road. So that's done, over with. But a date would be just fine. Let's not go the proposal route.
Yeah, yeah. So. You'll win yourself a second
no
date
more
going
alimony.
To the rooftop. Oh, yeah.
Not doing it. Yes, but it would be phenomenal. I was just thinking, you know, can you imagine watching the sunset over the skyline, having some of those cocktails, and splitting some couple of plates, you know, some shrimp cocktail or bruschetta or whatever up
exactly.
there. Boy, you can't get any better than that.
No, you can't get any better. You got to come down and visit me at the Combine. You can get pizza. We typically try to keep things separate, but, you know, we make our customers happy. So we'll make sure that you get that pizza if you want.
I'll just get it to go. And then
there you go. That's what most people do. That's exactly what most people do.
Yeah, and you do have the smaller pizza, right? The 14-inch?
Yep, 14-inch. Or, I mean, you could, if you're up there on a date, just grab two slices and go at it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. The slices.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, so we've got all that stuff answered. If you missed anything on this show, please just go to combinekc.com for more information. Or you can just go to thisiskansascity.com tomorrow, and I will have this show posted. You can see I have about 15 shows up there at one time, so I'm going to put this show up there. That'll be on tomorrow morning. So you can go there and re-listen to the show if you'd like to, or you can just go to their website. It's a beautiful website. It shows you all of the views and the pictures that you can get from the skyline at the Combine, and also the interior of the Combine KC.
Indeed. Mark your calendars for November 5th. We celebrate 5 years. So we're doing a big, big pizza party with the happiest of hours, 5 to 8 p.m. on November 5th.
November 5th. What day is that? Let's see. That'd be a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Indeed. Yeah. It's a Wednesday.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Well, heck yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll be there.
Nice.
I'll be there. Let's bring all the Kansas City down there for this grand opening. Plenty of parking.
Indeed.
Plenty of parking at the Combine. KC Allen, thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'd also like to thank Mike and Buddy for coming in and telling us all about the Missouri Restaurant Association and sponsoring these guys and telling us everything that you have told us. It's a great organization. MoRestaurants.org. So thank you. First time you've been here.
Sure.
But, Buddy, you've been here three or four times. I don't know. But, Mike, we are going to schedule a show. Mike is our local, what would you say, representative of the FIFA going on in 2026?
As far as restaurants go, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hospitality, restaurants, hotels. I mean, most of the hotels are already sold out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends on the hotel, but there's going to get more because as soon as they pick the host cities, and I think we'll be lucky to get a couple of those, and that's going to change that dynamic. So
you know people are even renting out their homes.
Yeah,
I mean they're like turning their homes into a Airbnb.
Kansas City's relaxing the ordinances just for this event.
I know,
which is great. We needed to. We're going to be a hospitable city, welcoming all the.
Did you guys do that?
We encouraged it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, they project we're going to have 650,000 people in about 40 days' time.
And
that's larger than the population of Kansas City, Missouri. So they're going to be all over the place, I think.
Double the amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with every hotel sold out. Business is going to boom. All the businesses in the Missouri mm-hmm. Restaurant Association are going to boom.
It's going to be great for the city.
Well, not all of them, the metro ones.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. There's no FIFA matches in St. Louis, is there?
No.
We're the smallest venue, so we're the smallest metropolitan area of all the cities that have this. I think there's 16 cities out there. It's going to be 48 teams.
Wow. All right, and we'll find out all about that in December, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll find out about that in December. Alan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Everybody, go to the Combine KC and go see that skyline at the Combine. It's impressive. Thank you guys for coming in, and we will be back tomorrow with another great show on This is Kansas City, 2 o'clock, KC. Have a good afternoon.